Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
Today we've got comedian Carlos Mencia from the band Tower on the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell.
Yeah, we'll tell you a bit about what last night's Republican debate. It's going to be good.
Can you hear the headphones?
No.
You just talked over
the thing.
Did I talk
over? Oh, well, never mind. Hello. Good morning. It's us again. It's Daily Scramble Live. It's KX 93.5. I'm Jason Fetty, apparently. And what's your name again?
I don't know. There was a tsunami advisory last night in Laguna. It's cleared up now. We'll explain to you what that meant and what you need to expect today coming up. And what did you just say?
I said we're going to punk Newport. Jack Fast is on his way right now to Newport to make fun of those silly people north of the border.
Awesome. Speaking of north of the border, Carlos Mencia is going to be on the show today.
North of the border? What? He's not from North. He's not Canadian.
He's from Honduras, so he went north of the border.
Oh, he came north of his border.
Stretch for you, I think.
Yeah.
He's got shows at the Irvine Improv all weekend long. Daily Scramble Live on KX 93.5.
On KX 93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
First in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, a tsunami swell generated by an 8.2 earthquake in Chile was forecast to arrive in Southern California in the pre-dawn darkness this morning at about 4:45 a.m. Laguna Beach police urged people to stay out of the water for several hours and not go near the beaches. Last night, we had Laguna Beach Emergency Management Coordinator Jordan Vilwalk on the air, who delivered this message.
Hi, this is Jordan Vilwalk, the Emergency Operations Coordinator for the City of Laguna Beach. This is in reference to the tsunami advisory that the National Tsunami Warning Center has issued for Orange and coastal areas. They are expecting a less than 1 foot, that was just 1 foot wave, that should arrive at 4:45 in the morning, tomorrow morning. We are closing the beaches as a precautionary reason, but no evacuations have been ordered at this time, and we're monitoring the situation. Again, it's just for precautionary reasons that we are closing the beaches just to be safe, and that's at 4:45 in the morning. But we do wish for citizens to stay away from the beaches, not to go down there to look for it or look at it. Just keep everyone safe and off of the beaches, and that's starting at 4 in the morning.
So that was last night's warning. As of today, as of 6 a.m. this morning, beaches have been reopened, and there is no longer the threat of a tsunami. There have been no reported injuries or damage. The National Weather Service advises that although the threat of the tsunami has dissipated, there is still a threat of strong currents and waves throughout the day. Use caution when entering the water. Did you make it through the tsunami okay?
I'm okay, yeah, and it's easy to make fun, but it's amazing how specific that they could be. Even last night, when I woke up this morning, I just got a tsunami warning on my phone, you know, from the City of Laguna. Anybody can do that. Just go to the city's website and sign up for that. So I got the warning last night. It was a very scary warning. There'd been a tsunami, blah, blah. And then when I woke up this morning, the news was that there was just a 1 foot wave. But
right.
But they knew last night it was going to be 1 foot. That's pretty impressive.
And, yeah, and what we were reading about last night is that it's not really the height of the wave, as silly as it sounds, a 1 foot wave. There's 1 foot waves every day.
Yeah.
It's the surge and power of the wave, the force of the wave that's dangerous.
Right. There was an 8.1 earthquake in Chile.
Yeah.
You've got to sort of think, well, let's just keep an eye on things.
Totally. Well, thanks to Jordan Vilwalk for coming on the air with us last night, and we'll continue to report on that if there's more news on it today. In U.S. news, Donald Trump has come under attack from all sides in a fiery debate between the top Republican presidential candidates in the 2016 election. The party's frontrunner, a billionaire businessman with no political experience, refused to apologize over comments about the wife of candidate Jeb Bush. Their most notable clash came when the former Florida governor demanded the tycoon apologize to his wife, saying he was weak on immigration because she's Mexican. Mr. Trump refused. Mr. Bush also said the UK's former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher should have her face on the $10 bill.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
But the loudest audience response of the night came when Carly Fiorina was asked about an interview in which Trump said she could not be president because look at that face. She replied to thunderous applause. I think women all over this country heard very clearly what Mr. Trump said. 15 Republicans are vying to be the party's White House nominee in 2016.
It's a good question, isn't it? Who, if you got a choice of somebody to be on the $10 bill, who would you choose?
I was watching Miss America, and they asked one of the candidates that question.
Really?
And she stuttered and didn't know what to say.
Well, come on, Mr. America. You tell me what you
finally
think.
Finally said Ellen DeGeneres.
Actually, you know what? Not that bad of an idea.
Really?
Well, what it usually does is, when you put somebody's face on a bill, it kind of ends a debate, doesn't it? About a national debate. If he's on the $10 bill, we agree that this guy's great.
Yeah, we accept
and whatever
him.
They stood for, yep.
So you're
we're
saying
good.
As far as LGBT movement.
That's what I'm saying. You know, put Ellen DeGeneres on, excuse me. And she, and that's the end of that debate. I mean, in Britain, on the £5 note, Charles Darwin.
Sure. So you're saying, wow, that's a big statement.
End of debate.
Right. I was watching Ellen the other day. She's a fantastic TV personality.
You could confuse people by putting Darwin on the front and Jesus on the back.
Finally, in national news, Texas police have decided not to charge a 14-year-old Muslim boy arrested for bringing a homemade clock to school. Officials at MacArthur High School in Irving, Texas, alerted police because they thought the device was a hoax bomb. Ahmed Mohammed's arrest has been sharply criticized, and the boy has received an outpouring of support, including an invitation to the White House from President Obama, who said he thought the clock was cool. Ahmed told reporters it was very sad that his teacher thought the clock was dangerous. The boy was placed in handcuffs and fingerprinted. He was released after it was determined there was no threat. Local police have rejected the claim made by Ahmed's family that he was detained because of his name and, by extension, his cultural background. Another world news story this morning. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is shocked.
It's Ban Ki-moon, mate. Ban Ki-moon.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah.
Said he's shocked after Hungarian police fired tear gas and water cannons to force migrants back from its border. Is it Ban?
Yeah, it's Mr. That's weird, isn't it?
Mr. Ban?
Yeah.
Said such treatment of asylum seekers was unacceptable. Hundreds of migrants were involved in the clashes at the border between Hungary and Serbia on Wednesday, trying to break through a razor wire fence. Hungary closed its entire border with Serbia on Tuesday after making it illegal to enter the country or damage the border fence. The country's courts have started fast-track trials of arrested migrants. Is that enough on that?
I think that's enough. Yeah, and it is. It's Ban Ki-moon, and you do say Mr. Ban. I don't really understand. We need to do a bit more research. I don't know where he's from. But hey, let's all have a slap on the back and go, those funny foreign people. Aren't they crazy? Yeah, I know.
I've got a news story that's much simpler and catered straight for you.
Go on.
A man in Macon, Georgia accidentally shot himself in the penis.
Yes, exactly. Now that's news right there.
There you go. He was attempting to holster his gun last week. According to a local news channel, the man was parked at a gas station, was attempting to put away his .45 caliber pistol when it discharged, striking him in the groin. Then he drove to a friend's house, because that's what you do. He drove to a friend's house to show him, and it turns out the bullet had indeed entered through the front and exited through his buttocks.
Oh, dear.
And then when he took off his pants, the round fell to the floor.
He was trying to put away his .45. That's what the kids are calling it these days.
We go from the European migrant crisis.
What's that called? The Darwin Award. You know about the Darwin Award?
In what?
We've mentioned Darwin already this morning, but it's a good connection. There's something called the Darwin Award, which is awarded to people who end their genetic line by doing something stupid.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right? So people get awarded that every year. And I don't think this guy's dead, but he should certainly get some kind of tribute.
Isn't there a really famous book that takes place in Macon, Georgia? Like a John Steinbeck book or...
Well, you've got me now.
It's something.
Are we still talking about news? Have we got a minute? Because I've got a great bit on the...
No, we'll save everything else for later. What do you got?
Okay, so the tsunami. Which, all right, nothing really happened. But the warnings that were sent out were great. Everybody got a warning. People
that
signed up. The advisory. Excuse me. It's not a warning.
Because there's different levels.
I understand that. And it's an advisory. So we were advised that there was going to be a tsunami and blah, blah, blah. So I got mine via text. My wife gets a voice message. I don't know how she gets it. Where
she goes. I got that too.
Did you get it? So it sounds like this. Wait a minute. I'm going to put it next to my microphone. I know it's not the ideal thing. But I'll just play a couple of seconds of it so you can hear what it sounds like.
This is
I don't even know where my speaker is.
We can't hear it at all.
There you go. All right, so it sounds like that. It's sort of a robotic sort of voice. Now, she gets that, but she also gets it transcribed in her email. Do you get that too?
No, I don't get that one.
It comes transcribed. This is no word of a lie. Now, can you imagine what this is like? Because it's a computer that transcribes it.
Right.
I love this. So it says, this is what the transcription says. Austin, whoever he is, on the advisory board has been issued by the National Salami Warning Center.
No!
Yep. For all, it's funny enough already, isn't it? For all Orange County coastlines. Then it goes on to say there'll be a strong outgoing tidal current at the same time the salami arrives. Blah, blah, blah. Wait a minute. There was another one. Oh, yeah. Due to the... Oh, here we go. Some areas could experience dangerous occurrence and tidal searches due to the salami along peaches.
No.
There'll be a salami along peaches.
No.
Yep. That's the worst kind of salami when it comes along peaches. Terrible.
I love salami. My phone case is salami. So if we had a salami advisory in Laguna, I would be thrilled.
Spoiler alert, it's not actually salami. He's got a picture of salami on his phone case.
Right. It's not made of salami. That'd be great, but it's not.
No.
That's so funny.
Isn't that great? So salami warning along the peaches.
I think maybe they should adjust how they transcribe the
If you're worried, by the way, about salami on your peaches, please do contact Laguna Beach Police Department at 949-499.
If somebody got that email and they didn't get anything else,
what
would they think was going on?
Especially if it was like midnight last night and they've smoked about 18 bowls.
Right.
These are completely stoned people. Dude, I got to get down the beach at 4 a.m. There's a salami coming.
They told us not to go, but I'm so hungry. Oh, man, that's great. Okay. This is Daily Scramble live on KX93.5. Jack Fast is going to punk Newport this hour, and we've got a lot more to do on the show.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble live.
Yeah, that's our new morning show, Daily Scramble live. I'm Tyler Russell. That's Jason Fetty, and you just heard Pompeia, the Russian band we had in studio last week. You can hear a performance of theirs podcast online. And by the way, if you don't catch Daily Scramble Live in its entirety on your commute, you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and you will go download right to your phone or computer every day automatically. Jason Fetty, let's get Jack Fast on the phone. Jack is punking Newport for us this morning.
Yeah.
Very excited. Jack, are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah. I'm 100% ready.
Wow. We're so excited. Do you know what you're going to do today? It's a thing we're calling drive-through mix-up, okay?
All right.
And what we'd like you to do is to go through a drive-through, and when you get to the drive-through, hold a conversation with the drive-through person that's behind the screen and say and ask them for restaurant recommendations for a different restaurant, or if you're at, say, McDonald's, ask for a breakfast burrito or ask for the wrong thing. Basically, hold up the line by having a conversation about another restaurant at a drive-through place. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. I'll make sure to make the conversation interesting.
Oh, I know you will, Jack.
No doubt about that. Jack Fast punks Newport every Thursday on the show, and basically we're trying to play some affectionate shenanigans on our northern neighbor that we have a distaste for. You call us when you're at the drive-through. Don't go in until you get us on the phone, but we'll get you going.
All right, sounds good.
Perfect. Thanks, Jack.
All right.
Last week, Jack did a smashing job of doing cheesy classic pickup lines on cougars at a Newport Beach Whole Foods.
Utterly fearless, the man.
I have no doubt in his capability to do this.
I want him to just hold up the line just for a few seconds. I don't want him to drive everybody nuts in Newport, but I think it would be funny. It'd be great if he gets a few people honking the horn.
Sure.
Great.
I wouldn't mind if he shows up in the news as some weird vigilante bandit who keeps coming to Newport once a week to do strange things, even though it wouldn't be a vigilante, obviously.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say, I wouldn't mind if he shows up in the nude.
That's fine, too. He wants to do that. Hey, we just got an update on the tsunami situation from the city. Do you want to...
I do have it. Yes. Here we go. So, of course, there was a tsunami warning last night.
Advisory.
Sorry. Goodness me. It was an advisory. It was warning you that there's an advisory.
It was advising you.
It was advising you of a warning. Anyway, the update is that public safety officials have been in contact with the Orange County Emergency Operations Center overnight, and they have concluded that there is no longer a threat of a tsunami. There have been no reported injuries or damage, thank goodness. The National Weather Service advises that although the threat of the tsunami has dissipated, there is a threat of strong currents and waves throughout the day. Use caution, it's saying, when entering the water. That's it. Use caution when entering the water today. So you can go back in onto the beach, enjoy yourselves. Just be careful because the undertow is likely to be a little strong.
Yeah, bottom line is there's no longer a tsunami, the threat of a tsunami at all. The one-foot wave did surge this morning about 4:45 a.m. The city did a great job of letting everybody know. We were involved in that messaging last night and this morning, and everything's cool.
The one-foot wave. The rogue wave of Laguna.
You want to film a movie?
Yeah, I think it'd be really silly.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
All right, sorbet of the day. You know what the sorbet of the day is? It's mental floss. It's a loofah for your loaf. That's what it is. And the idea being that if you wake up like I do, obsessing and stressing about everything, nothing specific, just everything, this should just clear your mind enough that you can think about something else other than your own pathetic life. All right?
The intro changes every day.
I include myself in all of that. Neither give cherries to pigs, nor advice to a fool. You can't teach a pig to sing. Neither give cherries to pigs, nor advice to a fool. You can't teach a pig to sing. And that is your sorbet of the day.
Daily Scramble Live.
I've just gone actually through the drive-thru and off at like the cashier window. I come to have a conversation there.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
So you're actually at the window. You're going to talk to somebody face-to-face.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi. Do you know where I can get like 32 Whoppers? Are you sure? Costa Mesa. Right here, they only have a taxi bus. All right. Okay, so I'm going. Okay. Yeah. So Harbor, it goes 17 Harbor, zigzag. This car doesn't turn left very well.
No.
All right. And so here's PCH. Okay. Oh, to get on to Newport Boulevard? So, oh, from Newport Boulevard, I get on to Harbor. Onto the 405? Are there tolls on that one? Because no tolls? Are you, like, how positive? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10. Ah, man. What a drive, though. Like how long do you think? Like, how many minutes? 20 to 30? Do you think I could, like, maintain, like, a speed of, like, 75? How fast do you think I could outrun a cop? All right, so wait, one more time. So on PCH, how long do I maintain PCH? I'm trying to work out the math in my head. Are you sure? All right. All right, it sounds good. All right, so I, like, successfully held up, like, 7 cars.
So that guy really wanted to get you to where you were. That was very kind of him, actually.
So what restaurant are you at?
I'm at a McDonald's.
And you asked him, basically, where you can get 32 Whoppers, so where a Burger King is.
Right.
And yes. He told you in extraordinary detail how to get to a Burger King.
That was really impressive, honestly.
Yeah.
How much... Even
no, that guy's talents are wasted at McDonald's.
Yeah, really. I'm actually super impressed. You should work for MapQuest or something.
Right.
I don't think it works that way, Jack. I don't think they hire really, really smart people with streets and just have them input data.
That would be funny. Yeah,
I thought that's exactly how it worked.
Was that guy, did he seem a little crazy to you, or was he very relaxed? He sounded relaxed.
Like, he was surprisingly relaxed. And there were, like, three cars behind me, and then, like, two more pulled up, and he wouldn't take the other person's order, because he was the guy doing the order. And instead, he decided to tell me in extraordinary detail how to get 32 Whoppers from a Burger King from Del Mar.
And he works at a McDonald's, to be clear.
Yeah, to be 100% clear, he works at a McDonald's.
I wonder what the cars behind him were thinking. Like, what is this? What could this guy possibly be doing?
We've all sat behind somebody at like one of those.
And you ask yourself, what are they doing?
Oh, it's just so crazy. Don't they know how hungry I am? So, man, we've discovered two stars today, Jack Fast and the guy at McDonald's in Newport. He's my hero.
My favorite part is when I asked him if he would be rooting for me or the cop. He saw me on TV and he said he doesn't like cops.
I know.
That was probably the highlight of the adventure.
No, the highlight of it was just the length of it. The fact that he drew it out and you drew it out was really great.
Well, Jack, on your way home, just make sure you make a right out of the drive-thru, go straight down PCH, proceed about 40 miles an hour, and you'll end up in Laguna Beach.
Feel free to stop at a KFC and ask for directions home.
All right, that's probably my plan. I might actually go to that Burger King and ask for directions how to get back.
Well done, Jack. You punked Newport again this morning. We're Daily Scramble live on KX93.5. Jack Fast, excellent job.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
All right. We're joined by the Eco Warrior himself. J-Mo's on the phone. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Morning, James. How are you, mate?
Good.
Did you ride the rogue wave last night?
No. Don't believe the hype, Brit.
Well, you know, there's two sides to it, isn't there? Because obviously it was a little bit the 1 foot wave, whatever. But we're right to be warned. We should be forewarned because that is forearmed. Are you forearmed?
Well, you never know. But unfortunately, we don't really have the mechanics here in Laguna Beach to get hit by a massive tsunami. I mean, for one, we have Catalina out there, and there's probably not enough space between Catalina and Laguna Beach to have a massive tsunami hit us. So we're lucky in that regard.
Catalina, damn you.
So when you heard, James,
breakwater.
When you heard that we had an advisory last night and it turned out to be a 1 foot wave this morning at 4:45 a.m., and people were giggling about that, but still, can the force of that wave, the surge of that 1 foot wave, still be dangerous?
Absolutely. I mean, tidal surges can be very dangerous. You know, like I said, a massive tsunami wave itself is highly unlikely, but surges, you know, the one thing I've experienced in life is you never know, and you definitely don't want to be standing on the beach during a tidal surge. So it's never a bad thing to listen and, you know, get to some higher ground, if you will.
Yeah.
So what does it mean for our ocean today and for the surf over the next few days?
Absolutely nothing.
Good. Thanks, James. Yeah. Well, that'll be the surf report.
I could have done that surf report.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I got so many phone calls and emails and texts last night. Big swells are coming because of an earthquake. But unfortunately, earthquakes don't provide us with swell. And talking about swell, it's pretty flat out there today. I would say 0 to 1 foot, otherwise known as flat. And through the weekend, it's going to be maybe 1 foot, 1 to 2 through the weekend. We're looking at a high tide this morning, 11:28 a.m., 4.89. Low tide this evening, 6:15 p.m. Good news is our water is super, super warm. Again, has nothing to do with the tidal or the tsunami wave. It's water temp is 76 today.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Looking at east winds today, 5 to 10 miles per hour. So it's going to be offshore and sunny today. And looking through the weekend, again, surf's going to be pretty flat, but we're going to be in the mid-80s, high 80s. Going to be a beautiful weekend. And, other than that, cross your fingers for some waves. But looking unlikely for the next 5 days or so.
Well, it sounds like as long as you're careful and you are aware that there is a chance of some undertow, it looks like a great weekend to go to the beach. Beautiful, warm weather, warm water. And you never know, you might bump into James Pribram in his Speedo.
Yeah, That's pretty highly unlikely, too.
Wait a minute.
I'm out of the water. I got stitches in my back, but I'm on the road back, and I'm definitely not going to be wearing Speedos unlike you, Mr. Fetty.
I've got a pair on my head right now. James, heal well and feel better.
Yes, sir. I'll be in tonight.
Hey, the Coastal Cleanup Day this weekend, too. Sold out tonight at 5 o'clock, but also you want people to join you this weekend, right?
Absolutely. From 9 a.m. to 12 noon this Saturday, Coastal Cleanup Day, we'll have two cleanup stations, one at Aliso Beach and the other downtown Laguna on Forest Avenue at the Quicksilver Board Riders Club. You can get all your gloves and bags and everything you need to participate and keep our beaches litter-free.
Great. Well, we look forward to having you back on the air tonight, buddy.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks. The Surf Report brought to you by XS Energy and Skydive Elsinore. That is Eco Warrior James Pribram with a tsunami advisory update. Talk to him soon on Daily Scramble Live. Jason Fetty, good morning.
Morning. What's up?
I just want to tell you a really quick story before we go into the news. Again, this morning, my friend just reminded me, who listens every morning, Thomas in Chicago, that when I was on the radio at my school in about 2008, when I was, 19 years old, I did that prank that we just did. I completely forgot that this happened when we just sent Jack Fast, our intern, through the drive-thru in Newport to prank the attendant and have a random conversation. I did that.
You were sent by another
host? No, I was the host, and I sent somebody to do it. And my friend went to the drive-thru, and he was just trying to do anything to mess around, to have fun and be funny. And the attendant asked him if he wanted onions on his hamburger. And my friend said, "Funyuns?" Like, he thought that would be a good way to make light of the situation.
It kind of is funny.
Anyway, I completely forgot that happened.
Yeah.
Shall we go to the news?
Strangely, that's what James Pribram's doing this weekend, laying on the couch, eating Funyuns.
Perfect.
Daily Scramble Live.
KX93.5 and Daily Scramble Live. Welcome to the show. Now, Darren and Derek from Tower. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Another surprisingly alert group of musicians this time of the morning.
We got up early and had our breakfast and made sure we were on point. Yeah, we had some oats.
It's the Orange County bands that are worse in here in the morning because they literally roll out of bed and come in.
But
the LA bands have to make a whole thing out of it.
Yeah, so we had to go to bed early and get up at 5 just to beat the traffic. So
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've been up a while. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Well, you guys are a very, very new project. I know you've been playing music together for a long time. You've been in several other groups, but Tower is very new. So how did you bring your friendship childhood roots together to make this this group?
Well, Darren and I have been we've been making music since we were in high school, and we're in just over the years we were kind of found ourselves to be the core of the bands that we were in, and kind of the people, all the other people would kind of come and go, and it was always just kind of us writing the songs together. And eventually we moved in to an apartment in the Valley, and Tower was kind of, I think it's really tied in with our apartment. Like, our creative process has really kind of come about from living together and spending a lot of time together. And just when you when you live with somebody, your kind of creative ideals and your tastes are really shaped by just being exposed to each other so much. So our love of like dirty pop music and very like in your face angsty sort of stuff, it just kind of it kind of molded into Tower.
So because you have to like clean up each other's dishes and find each other's underwear and stuff like that.
Yeah, the subtext for all the songs are just angry roommate squabbles. Yeah.
Do you guys have any good like "I hate you right now because you're my roommate" story?
No, I mean, Darren's a really not passive, but if
I let things go.
Yeah,
and
Darren lets things go.
And
yeah.
I just kind of,
if Darren was like me, if Darren was like me, we would have like gotten a fist fight when we were 17 and never talked to each other. So it's a very good yin and yang.
You're like the odd couple.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
We are.
I think it's great because that's the subtext of most people's lives, that make the tension of being connected with people and the sort of sharing the disappointments as well as the victories and
absolutely
all of that
stuff. Yeah, for sure.
And living together is a microcosm of that. I know, because I'm married.
I think like being in a creative partnership and living together for a while, it's about as intense as marriage. I can't say for sure, but no. Maybe some aspects of the relationship aren't the same as marriage, but
well, certain aspects probably not. You guys are probably having more sex than me, but no, I think that all the problems of marriage are roommate problems. They really are.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Yeah,
we do all right.
Well, and you add the music to it, and yeah. So it's a lot going on.
Yeah,
it's good.
Well, however you've done it, you've had some success lately. You guys had a new single debut yesterday, Can't Vibe. Teenage Miracle is the one that we have that we're going to hear live and acoustic. And you just signed to B3 Psy Records, so things are going swimmingly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're going well. People seem to like these two tracks. They're coming out as a single, a 7-inch single on October 2nd. I think they're both available on iTunes now. I don't know for sure. Definitely Teenage Miracle is. But
you know, I love you guys. I love you guys. We have bands come in here, and they don't seem like bands. They seem like accountants or marketing people. And you seem like
musicians.
What's
funny is I'm a CPA after that. but what happens is when I'm doing the music, like, it's just strictly music. You know, like,
came in here. I was saying, so you got a gig coming up, and you're like, I think maybe, I don't know. We've got something coming
up. The business side is one thing, and then the music is just like this completely other thing that, you know.
Yeah, that's something I think we're supposed to get better at, but I don't really want to.
No, say you. You do you.
We're happy to come and play the songs and do that. You know, we're just not, you know.
So, yeah. Dan, is this like an escape from the accountancy? Is it boring being an accountant? Or do you love it?
I enjoy the job, and you know you got to work, and you know you can have a conversation about money and music and mm-hmm. how to try to make that work, you
right.
know. I mean, that's part
he
of it.
He has a lot
well,
of thrilling so. stories. He comes home and just has some heart racing tales.
Yeah.
Really?
So
no. Do you have a day job, Derek, or are you the
yeah I was
musician?
Like a programmer for a while, and then right now I kind of do like construction sometimes.
Oh, I love you, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of, it's very
I think you see yourself
we're
in him.
Kindred spirits.
Don't
yeah.
you,
don't you?
If yeah. anybody needs like a retaining wall built, please contact me so I can eat next week or buy our song.
This is a really good opportunity.
Yeah, I should have brought
broadcast.
My CV. Yeah.
You know,
very short.
Jason worked construction.
Really?
Oh, and I was terrible at it.
Yeah.
I was really bad at it.
I feel like I'm maybe people think I'm terrible, but I'm very confident.
I got away with murder. You know, you probably said this before as well. Whatever I did, it looked great from the freeway.
Yeah, right.
On
yeah.
the way home.
Yeah.
Well, you make it work somehow, guys.
We're getting
we're
there.
We're trying.
Towers in studio on KX93.5. We're going to hear the recorded version of Teenage Miracle, but if you're ready, do you want to play the acoustic version?
Sure.
That, as I understand, you prepared pretty much for this.
Yeah, we're very much not an acoustic band, so it was very fun. I think Darren has a great love for...
like the Goo Goo Dolls.
The Goo Goo
right?
Dolls and John Fahey. Not so much the Goo Goo Dolls, that was a joke. But yeah, so this is very fun to arrange for you guys.
Cool. Well, we're live on KX93.5 in our Pearl Street Studios in Laguna Beach. The Michael two guys Lennon. From Tower are here, and you should be good whenever you're ready to go.
You found a claimer to be here now, the pack. JC close to home, I'd consider the plan. You don't care what I say because your MC skills in demand. It's either you cared the more you thought about it. Spent summer getting stoned. Stacks in a Benz, carry on. Your flow gets the slightest breeze. Still, I had to lie and say you could have it all. than the late sound. Up the rhyme, smooth and upwards, kick it in the backwards, spitting with your brass, keep us lasting hours, hours, so. Lesson hours, hours, hours. It's you that you cared, even though you thought about it. Spent summer getting stoned, knowing there wasn't what you wanted. So lay down, all the rhymes you wrote in the woods, kicked in the backwards, spitting with your brass. Keep it lesson hours, hours, hours.
Yeah, nice job, you guys. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's Tower live on KX93.5. When we play the recorded song in a second, you'll hear how hard it is to translate that to acoustic.
Yeah.
So
we were creative, yeah.
No, good. You guys could do totally do coffee shops if this doesn't work.
Yeah, that's my backup plan if the construction fails.
Right.
It's going to be actually, like the end of Rockstar.
You're laughing, but that was mine.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I did.
There are much worse things to do.
And look, totally. Now he's a very successful radio DJ.
It's an arc that's well established.
I mean, if I woke up and I saw the ocean here.
Well, and he sleeps here, yeah. So he does.
I got very, very lucky. You know?
Yeah. I'm going to have to take some notes after.
So there's a story behind this song because you start out saying Cool Britannia, which I obviously cottoned onto.
Yeah.
And then you say that New England didn't work out. What's that all? What's going on there?
Like, there's two things going on. So, right. So the first, that Cool Britannia bit. Is really related to, there's a line that follows that says, but you wrote the Be Here Now of the Pack. And so really what it was supposed to mean is that it's referencing the Oasis album Be Here Now that was really bad. And so, you know, in the context of the song, it's about Derek's had a stepbrother that really thought he was this great rapper. And he was like the greatest thing, you know, around, like he had just sort of made it. So from my perspective, it just reminded me of that mentality where
and he wasn't the greatest rapper.
And Be Here Now is not the great record that of the Britpop sort of.
I think that's a whole TV show. There's a whole series there of going around the world interviewing people who think they're really great at something. And in fact, they're really awful at it. You go to Britain, man. Britain's where it's at for that kind of thing.
Really?
We've had the world's worst skiers. I mean, there's a guy called Eddie the Eagle Edwards who's like famously keeps breaking legs, useless as a ski jumper. But the Brits love him because he's, you know, he's got heart.
Keeps on trying,
he's got heart. He's got the next bit of the song.
That was just sort of when I think of an example in you know musical history like that Be Here Now record that you thought it was this brilliant thing but really it probably wasn't. Derek could probably talk about the New England thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, just my family moved to the East Coast maybe like 8-10 years ago. So it's just me and Darren like split a lot of the lyrical duties. So he has a much more, I think, nuanced and intelligent style than mine. Mine is much more immediate and angsty, maybe. So I think some of the chorus lyrics were mine, and it's just kind
I'm not
like,
surprised. I was about to say, split the duties. Verses for you, chorus.
I think it's really works well, at least in our experience. You know, normally, like, I'll write with scratch lyrics or even just like sounds and, you know, like generally have like an idea that kind of stems from or like what you want it to be about that stems from kind of the feeling behind the vocal performance or something. But Darren's like a much more literate person than me. We both went to Cal Poly. I dropped out after 7 weeks and he has a really nice degree. So that's a good indicator.
I think the juxtaposition of you guys is what makes you so great.
It is.
You couldn't
is.
Be more different. And yet you come together in a musical thing. It's great.
So the chorus is just about my stepbrother getting stoned and trying to write rap lyrics and really hating New England.
In New England.
Yeah, in New England. That's the New England part.
There was not much deeper. Yeah, you know,
I'm not a very deep person.
No, I'm really enjoying the collaboration between you two guys. Yeah. And clearly, you know, there's a third person in the room kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's more, there's some of the parts is whatever it is that saying is.
For sure, yeah. I think that was a big maybe step. I think for me, it was just realizing that all the great writing partnerships, I mean, if you have like, if your guard is up and you ego is a big thing, like you're just going to, it can only be as good as you can make it. Whereas if you just let the collaboration rise above that, I mean, that's really the goal. So maybe you like a line, but somebody else's line is better, and that feels bad for 8 minutes. But
well, yeah, no, absolutely. You do know, have to sort of be a bit more mature about it.
8 months.
But that's the way it works for collaboration. It's really, and the song hangs together, and your music's great. What can I
tell you? Thank you so much.
Thank you much.
It's inspiring, actually.
Well, thanks. Tower is the band. Their new single, Can't Vibe, just came out yesterday on Noisy. You can catch them at the Roxy in West Hollywood on October 6th. And look out for the new 7-inch, which has Can't Vibe and the song you just heard, Teenage Miracle, on October 2nd. Did I get all that right?
You
did. Sounds great to me.
Probably better than you would have said.
Yeah.
Much better.
Would you like to join the band and mostly just
announce? I'll just go on stage and make announcements for you. We're going to hear the recorded version of your song now. That'll take us out. So thank you very much,
thank you
guys.
Thank you so much, guys.
This was great. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Here it is, Teenage Miracle by Tower.
Lay down on the rims that you wrote in the words, kick it in the back, words, kick it with the prizes, keep us messing our words.
That was the band we had on our show yesterday, Opus Vitae with I've Been Wrong. Thanks again to the guys from Tower for performing live on KX93.5. This has been Daily Scramble Live.
It absolutely has, Tyler, hasn't it? It really has. Opus Vitae were good yesterday and Tower lovely today. And it's nice to meet. And these bands come in and I feel nothing but happiness for them.
If you're unfamiliar with our new show, this is the music-focused hour. In fact, the rest of the day is music-focused on KX93.5 with Generational Alt-Rock. But from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. every hour, Jason and I bring you organized Tom Fooleroy.
Good old Tom Fooleroy. Tom Fooleroy, yes.
We bring you games, we bring you guests, comedy, and this morning we punked Newport. It's podcast online, and you can go to iTunes or on our website to listen to the show every single day.
Yeah, when we survived the salami on the peaches.
Yeah,
didn't we?
So good. This has been Daily Scramble Live. I'm Tyler Russell, and I'll show myself out.
I'm Jason Fetty. I'm sticking around. Stick around. We're going to do 2 hours of great music.
Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble. Daily Scramble Live.